Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Life is unpredictable, but how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's PolicyGenius.com.
Yeah. Yo, step into the ring where the stories get raw. Junkyard James spitting truth, no flaw. Beyond the junkyard, the tales collide. Wrestling's wild side, come and take the ride. Chairs fly, rope snap, legends unfold. Every move, every slam, the drama is gold. From the underground brawls to the title fights, we break it all down under spotlight nights. Beyond the junkyard, where the stories get told. Steel cages, bright lights, the moment's so bold. From the past to the future, the mat stays strong. Junkyard James, keep it real all day long. Tune in, strap up, it's about to get wild. Powerbomb the truth, no sugar, no mild. Every heel, every face, every match that burns. The junkyard delivers, now it's your turn. So hit play, no delay, the bell has rung. Beyond the junkyard, where the legends are sung. Junkyard James got the mic in his grip. Wrestling podcast vibes, now let's take the trip.
Wrestling community, how is it going? It's your boy Junkyard James, and this is the year in review show for the Junkyard Media Group and the Beyond the Junkyard podcast. This is the final episode that we will post on this channel until 2026, as we noted on Thursday on the live stream. We will still be producing content, but it will be for We Too Deep Entertainment on December 16th, 9 p.m., the Slappy Awards with the Slapping Meat community show. We'll do our pro wrestling end of the year award show called the Slappies. I think this will be our third year joining We Too Deep and the Slappin' Meat team on that show for the end of the year award stuff. And so I wanted to do a year in review to just kind of be real and relevant and raw and honest with where this channel is going, and then introduce 2026 and some changes or things that I want people to be in expectation for. Because we really did, from a numerical standpoint, the channel did really well this year. And to be honest, this was probably... it was an exhausting 2025 to make all of the episodes that we have made. I mean, I don't know if you all are aware of just the sheer number of episodes and videos that we made this year, but we started 2025 like pretty close to on episode 76, 77, somewhere around there. And this episode that we're creating right now is episode 154. So about half of the content that we have created on this channel was created in the year 2025. So it's been an exhausting year, but it's been the most fun year I've had creating this podcast, being able to spend time on Thursdays with Cody, kind of creating a brand for ourselves. We've had some very good conversations on this channel. And then additionally, I've been trying to focus on using the full functionality of social media to help push out content from the channels. And more of that will come in 2026. But I wanted to take a moment and just reflect and let the numbers speak for itself, because all of that hard work and all of the, you know, how exhausting it may have felt at times, you know, there are times when I'm planning this show and I'll break the fourth wall for a minute where I'm just like, I don't know if people want to listen to this stuff. I don't know what content people want, you know, on the live stream or on the Saturday show. And I'm just going with what I feel like I want to talk about, but also trying to interact the community and the fans into the show in some way, shape, or form. And we haven't found out the perfect formula yet, but I think we started to really form a decent fan base, loyal fan base, at some point in this year. And so to me, to see the numbers, to see the growth the channel has grown with all of the work that I personally have put into it and the work that Cody does to show up every week on Thursday, take an hour out of his busy schedule and help produce content. And I think moving into 2026, there's opportunities for us to, even when we're not producing on-air content, to create content that we can use and grow the entirety of the platform and the brand and the Junkyard Media Group and all of that. And so we want to look at the past 11 months or so, but also look forward to 2026 and some things that we are anticipating going forward. But before we get into that, I do want to have some form of wrestling content on this channel. And I mentioned it at the end of the live stream that Frankie Kazarian is now the new TNA champion. And we didn't really have any time. We were logging off for the night. To give a full reaction of that, and I don't watch TNA a whole lot, but this is a typical TNA move. Mike Santana worked for an entire year to get that belt, and then he wins the belt at Bound for Glory. You take an entire month off, no TV at any shape or form, and the first time you guys come back on air, he loses the belt. Makes absolutely no sense to me. But yeah, I mean, the big question for wrestling, what are your thoughts on Frankie Kazarian cashing in? Obviously, Nick Nemeth also can cash in at some point in time and have his championship opportunity, because at Bound for Glory, they decided to give both men that opportunity. That match ended in a tie, some way, shape, or form. But TNA is going to TNA, and we'll see how that leads. I don't watch it a whole lot. I follow it from a distance, but Tonight, AEW has Collision. Make sure to tune into that if you like AEW. But the biggest thing we're talking about here in the monologue section of the show, when we do that year-end review, we're going to talk about like what the brand, what the channel, what Junkyard Media Group is planning on doing in 2026. From an IWC perspective, I really hope that in 2026, a few things change within the IWC. The first thing is, in 2026, I hope the toxicity goes away. I hope we allow people to enjoy what they enjoy and not to hate on the things that they don't enjoy. I hope in 2026, both WWE and AEW have one of the best years in modern history. I hope AEW has the best year in its company's history. I hope WWE can get out of the funk that it's in and can put on really good stories and really encapsulate an audience. Even if I don't watch, I still hope WWE does good things and tells good stories and puts on really good matches. I hope AEW continues on the success of some of these things like Blood and Guts. We see with the numbers, with a 21% growth from 497,000 viewers last week to 600,000 viewers this week. I hope in 2026, AEW hones in that their passionate fan base, the sickos, determine the success of the company. And they play in full throttle with that marketing strategy. I hope that they, in 2026, AEW learns to market their product so that more people can watch AEW for the first time ever in 2026. I hope 2026, we see wrestlers who we never thought would break out in the business. I hope we see more first-time champions than ever in the business. I hope we see more best, you know, great storytelling in the business. I hope 2026 is the greatest year in the past decade plus in pro wrestling history. I hope we can get pro wrestling to a place to where it was during the Attitude Era in 2026, where we have two major companies doing really well, competing against each other in a competition that isn't full of petty insults, but full of great programming. That's my hope in 2026. But without further ado, we're going to jump to my favorite part of this show, which is the monologue. All right, here we go. The 2025 Junkyard Media Group year in review for YouTube. So as everybody knows, the majority of our content is put on YouTube. I'm stretching out, and in 2026, I will be continuing to stretch out content on other platforms like TikTok, other social media channels like Instagram and Facebook and X. That is, we are going to really emphasize that in 2026. We'll get into that in greater context later on in the show. But the majority of our content is placed on YouTube. And the majority of our content right now is long-formed episodes like this or the Thursday live stream. And so the numbers that we see are really, really good for 2025. For example, and this isn't in the slideshow, but I just want to let you know, in 2024 on YouTube channel, people watched our content a total of 132 hours. Our content was watched for a total of 132 hours. And in 2025, our content was watched for a total of 190 hours. There is growth there, and we'll see more of this growth as we come along in the show. But I want to start off this by saying thank you to the audience. If you've watched a short, if you've watched 5 minutes of an episode, if you've watched 30 seconds of an episode, or if you've watched every episode from beginning to end in 2025, thank you for your viewership and your support. If you've subscribed in the year 2025, thank you for your subscription. I hope the content that we have made this year has been worth your time and your subscription. If you watch our content and haven't subscribed to our channel, I implore you to hit that subscribe button, to turn on those notifications so that in 2026, you can be notified of the content that we put on this channel. Share this with people. For everyone who has done that, I say this every week, who has left a like, left a comment, shared this video, subscribed to this. If you're listening on the audio platform, I don't have those numbers yet, but thank you. If you've subscribed on the audio platform, if you've left us a 5-star review, thank you. You are why we do this. And it may be a minuscule number of people who watch on a consistent basis, but for those consistent viewers of the show, thank you. We hope in 2026 we can maintain your regular viewership and in ways grow your experience. For everyone who is in the Discord server, thank you for joining. Let's try in 2026 to build a community that can talk about wrestling on a daily basis and form that form of community and friendship that I really, really want to see in this sphere, the real wrestling community. To all of our affiliate partners, WWE Shop, RSS.com, Dubby Energy, StubHub, thank you for allowing us to be affiliated with your brands. And while I'm not sure what the link clicks look like, the opportunity to play a part, to have an affiliate group to be an ambassador and an influencer in this space for these brands, thank you for allowing us to do so. Now let's look at some numbers. 2025 was our best year ever. And I say that because, and you see the first graph is our follower or subscriber count. We gained 18 new subscribers. I put followers, but I meant subscribers. The lingo is the same. We have 54 total subscribers on our YouTube channel. That means 1/3 of our entire follower base followed us in 2025. Viewership grew by 7 times the second and third graphs. You see, in 2024, we had just over 1,800 views on our YouTube channel in 2024. And in 2025, that number grew to just under 14,200 views. And this video will get viewed, so that will add to that count. And the shorts that may come from this video will get added to that count. But 7 times growth. If we were to follow that trajectory, which I don't know if we will in 2026, if we were to follow that trajectory of 7 times growth, next year you will, when I do this year-end review show and showing the numbers, we will have hit almost 100,000 views in 2026 if we follow that number. I don't know if that's even possible. That would be absolutely spectacular if that's the case. But I don't want to put a number to what a successful 2026 will look like. But if we see numbers like this, if we grow at this rate again in 2026, which again comes with us putting in more content, which comes with us putting in more effort to making an interactive viewer experience. If we put in that effort and it grows at this level again, 2026 should top 2025. But as of now, 2025 has been our best year doing this podcast to date. Thank you. Thank you all again for these numbers. We had a great summer. In fact, the summer we were growing by, you know, every it seemed like every month we were getting, you know, 2 or 3 or 4 subscribers. And I was tracking it out, and we were all, you know, at that point I was like, if we continue at this pace, we should be able to get to 100. And that's why we were pushing for 100 subscribers. And you see, you know, into July, August, we took that break and our follower count slowed down. And now we're kind of playing catch up. So the numbers were great, but they could have been better. We took that break in the summer. You know, I didn't post shorts for the longest of time until about May or June or July was when I was really going after it. You see the 2025 viewership numbers, there were spikes and valleys because those were the months and those were the times when I put in a lot of shorts. I put in a lot of episodes. The beginning of the year, we were really just doing the live stream. I don't even think I was doing a Saturday show weekly at that period of time. And so 2025 was great. But 2026 should be even better because we're going to put in that additional effort. And so what's going to change? What's the future? What's the plan for 2026? And as I said on the show on Thursday, we don't have everything specifically planned out. What's going to happen in January? And those are going to be conversations that I'm going to have with Cody during the break. We've already discussed one matter, which is the merchandise website and putting updated merch on there. I will work on that. I will get that updated so that the merch site is up to date with current logos and current designs. And we'll see a brand new merch website by the time January hits, if not before January. What else are we looking for? What else are we focusing on in 2026? There will be changes to the formats of both shows. I know for a fact, and see, 2025, we had this idea. me and Cody comes in and we'll just talk wrestling. And if we want to say some, you know, ranty stuff, some stuff to try and get a viral click, you know, we'll do it on the Thursday show. And then the Saturday show, I was like, let's build a community show and we can do that on Saturday. And I think we're going to kind of flip that, right? I think the Thursday live stream, we're still going to talk about the wrestling side of things, but we really want the Thursday live stream because we know people tune in live and can comment and play along with us. We really want that now to be the community show. And so that's going to be our community show, the Thursday live stream. We want y'all to tune into those live streams and be an active participant in the live streams. And so there will be changes to segments. We'll keep the mid-card meltdown for more than likely. You've seen in the last couple of weeks, we've expanded it to not just something inside the wrestling business, but just something in general that maybe, you know, because that's something that, like, wrestling isn't the entirety of our lives, and we can use that segment as a time to talk about something else for a moment, for a change. And the goal and the hope is maybe to put in more, you know, interactive, fun game style things on the live stream that coexist with wrestling, you know, some of the like wrestling trivia games and things. That way we can have a more customer or consumer interactive experience. The plan is in 2026 to try and get some people on the show, some fans on the show, some people who want to talk wrestling on a podcast and give them that space to talk about some of their ideas. So in 2026, if you want to join the show, reach out to us on social media. We'll get you lined up. We'll get you on a show. And then the Saturday show will be a time for me to just rant about stuff in the wrestling business. And it's not necessarily going to be for the community at large, but more so for those who want to listen to me rant for a little bit of time. My personal space to rant. That's what that Saturday show, what I want it to look like. And so we're going to flip that on its head. Additionally, there will be a continued focus on short form content to go alongside the shows with the focus on getting a larger subscriber base. To get more subscribers. YouTube algorithm is really pushing short form content. The most viewed portions of our shows have been the stuff that I, you know, go out and I edit and I post as a short. And so we're going to expand on our reach using that short form content. But the goal, the plan is not just for me to, like I have been doing, crop up portions of the episode and just force feed it to you in a short form content. There still will be that from time to time, but other short form content. My thoughts on, you know, in a raw, organic way, maybe it's me driving home from work one day and I'm just recording myself talk, you know, in a 1 or 2 minute thing, like fantasy booking X, Y, and Z, or my thoughts on X, Y, and Z, or something like that. More real, organic content. And if Cody has the time to create some of those forms of videos, having him be able to, you know, give a 1 or 2 minute thought about the wrestling product. That way we can post more short form content, not only on the on YouTube, but on Facebook, on Instagram, on TikTok, on the X page. That way, not only are we growing on YouTube, but we can expand that influence to the other social medias. There's going to be a focus on short form content that will be coexistent and going and dependent upon the two weekly shows. There also will be a focus on pushing clicks to our affiliate websites. Dubby, using that code Beyond the Yard and getting your 10% off and helping support the podcast, WWE Shop and RSS.com and StubHub. And not only that, but the Discord, growing the Discord and the merch site, the website, you know, to our merch link. Like I said, we're going to update the merch website here shortly to get updated merch. You know how cool it would be if I just was walking out and I saw somebody wearing a shirt with my podcast logo on it? That would be so great. And so we're going to look at options for, you know, continuing the merch site. And then the last thing in coming soon, if you've gone to the website anytime soon, there's a tab there that says like power rankings. And I think right now it says it's coming soon. And the plan was to introduce this back in like the summer. And it never happened. It never came to fruition. And so the goal is for the power rankings to take place starting in January. We took at one point we had like a blog on the website and to be honest, we just weren't very active in posting content there. We might be bringing that back with the opportunity for not only me and Cody to post content, but for other wrestling fans who want to, you know, get involved in some form of media to volunteer to post their thoughts on the website and to maybe be a part of the show in that way. Opportunities to collab with the team, not maybe, you know, posting stuff on the website or joining the show and talking about things. Again, making this a more interactive experience, or maybe it's going to be the Discord where there's an opportunity for fans to share their, you know, fantasy bookings, and those fantasy bookings get posted on the website. The ways to be interactive in the community in 2026. We're working through them, but we want this to be the most interactive year in 2026. And obviously, if there's some suggestions of content and topics that you want us to talk about, shoot them in the comments, shoot them in the Discord, shoot them on social media. If you want to join the podcast, let us know. But that's the focus. That's the plan in 2026. So I want to end this again by saying thank you to everyone who has watched us in 2025, supported us in 2025, subscribed to us in 2025. Let's make 2026 an even better year than 2025. And that, my friends, is the monologue. If you haven't already, hit that like button, post a comment, let us know what your favorite part of 2025 was. Let us know what we can do better in 2026. Let us know some suggestions. Share this video, share this channel, share other videos from the past with your wrestling friends. Hit that subscribe button. Follow us on the audio only sites. Leave us a 5-star review. And until 2026, y'all enjoy your holiday season. We'll see y'all on the We Too Deep Entertainment channel on in December for the Slappy End of Year Awards. But until 2026, I'll have to bid you adieu. Goodbye and good night. Bang. Beyond.